Welcome back to the Flawed Podcast. My name is Peter Larsson, and in this episode we'll talk about the mental model of inversion.
A mental model, as we spoke about in
some of the episodes, is a thinking tool to help you see the world from different angles and also to combat your own biases and wrong thinking. An inversion is pretty much turning the problem upside down, inside out, or front to back. Let's give an example. So in project management,
we have
a thinking tool or a tool called pre-mortem. And pre is, of course, before, and mortem is death, so pre-death. And that tool is that you think or imagine that the project went extremely wrong. Everything went wrong. And then you write down what went wrong. Well, this wasn't done in time, this happened, this didn't happen, etc., etc. You map it down. Then you have inverted. You haven't even started the project, but you can see all these things.
And then you try
to add mitigation strategies to avoid that, to avoid those risks.
Some things you cannot predict.
But a lot of things, and also with experience and thinking tools, you can predict. And it's also the mature person who does this. You are not wishing that something doesn't happen. You anticipate it and you try to mitigate it. This can be applied, of course, to goal setting and everything else. So one example now, and you know, recording this, it's around New Year's. Everybody or a lot of people have New Year's resolutions. A lot of that has to do with health.
Health is the new wealth,
as you all know. And then you start to train, but then you can imagine, okay, what's your goal? Well, I want to have 7% body fat. Okay, list all the things that you did made this goal a failure. So you ended up with 14% body fat instead. Oh, I ate cookies every day. I didn't train every day. I didn't drink water. I sat still. Didn't get my 10K steps in every day. I missed everything. Okay. So what can we do to, you know, mitigate that? Very simple example. And a story from inversion strategy from my day-to-day ordinary life is we had this spotlights we were going to install, but they didn't work. And then we asked ourselves, what can be wrong? We tried everything. How did we really? Those cords, are they plus and minus correct? Oh, they come from the factory, so they can't be wrong. All right, but can't they? Anything is possible, right? Let's invert it. Let's put the plus to the minus and minus to the plus. They didn't have, to be honest, they didn't have those markings, but anyway, we did that, we inverted that, and it worked. So that's just an example from the other day. Who invented this then? Charlie Munger, a great thinker, is dead now, but he had this saying, you know, tell me where I'm going to die, and I will not go there. And he has another quote that is along the lines of, you know, instead of trying to be super smart all the time, try consistently not to be super stupid. Something along those lines. And there's an algebraist, is that even a word? Mathematician, Jacobi, he was the one who invented this inversion, if you can think about it that way. So there you have it, the mental model of inversion. But before I let you go, I'm just going to talk shortly about inversion in another area, which is handstands. You know, we talked about weapons grade the other day, and inversion mental model can also be applied into the physical realm of, you know, inversion strategy, meaning being upside down. A great way to increase your fitness and become more weapons grade is to do handstand practice. It's also fun. It practices build strengths, builds core, builds balance, and it's also scary. So all these things combine into handstand. Some people swear that you should spend 5 times inverted every day, either in gravity boots or upside down. I don't know about that. There's also some theory that you increase your pressure in your brain, you get smarter, etc. I don't know about that either. Look it up. Tell me if you find anything useful there. But I love being inverted, both physically and, you know, mentally, cognitively. It's just a great, great tool.
So this week's
homeschooling or lesson is find your 1 to 3 problems that you struggled with in the last month. It can be from your school or at home, and invert them.
Tell me how
was it going, and best of luck with that, and talk to you in the next class.